Majority of Germans say EU has handled vaccine program badly. By Victoria Friedman on March 4, 2021. The majority of Germans have said that the European Union has mishandled the rollout of vaccines. A shock result for citizens from the historically pro-EU country. Polling data released on Wednesday from global communications firm KEX CNC found that Germans were the most critical of the EU's performance in procuring vaccines, with 51% saying Brussels had handled the rollout badly and just 17% saying the bloc had done well. France had a plurality, 35%, of respondents say Brussels had done badly, with KEX CNC remarking across all EU member states polled. The European Union has seen its ratings fall across these three markets, down 7 points in Sweden, down 8 points in France, and down fully 24 points in Germany. Internally, the majority of Germans, 53%, thought that their country's vaccine rollout was too slow, along with France, 60%, and Sweden, 65%. Amongst European countries, only Britons in the majority thought that the speed of the rollout of coronavirus vaccines in their country was about right at a massive 76%. According to Our World in Data, the United Kingdom has given at least one injection to 31% of the population compared to less than 10% in Germany. Most Germans, 46%, also thought their country had handled the vaccine rollout badly, coming second only to Swedes who had even less confidence, 51%, in their country. Meanwhile, another poll carried out by the DPA news agency and reported by German broadcaster Deutsche Welle found that most Germans, 43%, want a relaxation of COVID restrictions, with 17% calling for a complete end to lockdown. The KEX CNC findings are largely in line with the flourishing of open criticism of both Germany's government and the EU in German media. Earlier this week, the United Kingdom correspondent for German daily Die Welt wrote that his fellow countrymen were experiencing unfamiliar feelings of post-Brexit envy as Brexit Britain races ahead to vaccinate its population. He added that nobody waxes enthusiastic about the EU anymore, and the notion of ever closer union has evaporated. The European Commission, headed by Germany's former defense minister, Ursula von der Leyen, came under criticism after her demand to take control of procuring vaccines for the entire bloc resulted in massive delays in vaccine production, while Brexit Britain speeded ahead. Despite von der Leyen initially trying to blame the drugs company AstraZeneca, at one point her office threatened to block the exports of vaccines made under British contract from leaving the EU and even demanded doses made in Britain be sent to Europe to make up for the shortfall. European media has not been shy about laying the blame at von der Leyen and the bloc's bloated bureaucracy. Peter Tiedt from Bild, Europe's most widely read publication, had written that the EU had created the biggest confidence-destroying program in its history. On top of this, Brussels and the governments of the EU states have managed to confirm the old prejudice of a sluggish Europe. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president, denies all blame, whistling loudly in the dark and thus damaging even further any confidence in her ability to run the EU, the chief political reporter for the German magazine continued. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.